are you doing this morning?
I sent you an email about the cable stuff, but just FYI, I shut mine off. I could not get it to, I could not get it to get a good clear picture, and it was pixelating, and it was having playback errors constantly. And after doing a whole bunch of checking and testing, it's not my internet. It was the Kubi cable cutters thing itself, so I would not invest any money in that.
I decided I wasn't going to, Bob, and I thought it might be a little complex for me, and I did send the link to the daughter, but I don't think they're interested in it. But I appreciate it, and thank you, and I still recommend that one antenna. I think you get a lot of enjoyment out of that. We're just on the way to take Bernice down to get a echocardiogram of her carotid arteries. This is Gerald Teal.
7J.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Tom. Yeah, I was on the phone there when you were talking. So, anyway, no, like I said, I tried all kinds of different things to make it work properly, and it's not confusing, it's not complicated at all, but it just was not working for me. Now, my sister-in-law and her kids, they all use it and have great results, so I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I got frustrated with it, sent all the fire sticks back to Amazon, and that's the end of that. I'll probably end up putting an antenna up.
You'd enjoy that a lot, Bob, and you get about 40, 50 channels. More than enough, that's for sure. Well, I said we're on the way down to take Bernice to get her echocardiogram of the carotid arteries. She has to go every 6 months and gets that checked because those pipes in her neck are somewhat clogged up and they got to watch it real close. We certainly hope she don't have to go through any surgery with this stupid COVID stuff going around.
Yep, I've had to go through a couple of, where they stick the stent, not the stent, but the thing under your vein and go into your heart. I've done that a couple times. It's not a big deal, but I've never had to have a stent, thankfully.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. They went up through my arm and did mine. But this is the ones in your neck, Bob, that run up to your brain, which I don't think mine will clog up because it's nice and hollow up there.
Don't worry about them going up there. In fact, they'll probably, they'll run that thing up there and it'll get an echo in there. It'll start bouncing around the sound, the noise and stuff. They'll probably wreck their machine.
Right on me, Bob. I don't know if you're getting me or not.
I am, I'm in a spot where sometimes I get scratchy, but I'm getting you 5'9", no problem.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. Usually if there's a problem, it's a mic cable, but I don't think I got a problem right now. Yeah, it's a lot different procedure when they do that on your neck, but anyways, I'm going to be out running around today a little bit. I had a bad night with the back, but doing better this morning. I think I'm going to go to Harbor Freight again, the toy store.
Go there, but, I've been up. I got up early today. I got up at 3:30 and did a few things in the house on the computer, and then as soon as daylight hit, I had one more panel of fencing I wanted to put up. So as soon as it got light enough to be able to see, I had to transplant two little trees, and then dig a hole for a post. So I've got the last fence panel in and installed. I just have to, I had to make a unexpected run out to Asheville here. But when I get back, I've just got to level the post and dump the cement in the hole, and that last panel will be complete.
Puppy Bob, you work too hard. Wow. Go get them, man. That's kudos to you, getting up that early and getting after it. Well, Bob, we're getting ready to pull in the hospital here, and I'll catch you down the line. Thanks for that information, even though I didn't use it, but I did put it over and save it, and so I'll disregard it for now. I didn't need it a whole lot anyways. It just sounded very interesting. 73's Bob. Have a good day. ND7J and 0TR clear.
All right, Tom, and wish good luck to Bernice today. Hope all goes well for her. And you guys have a great day. Text me when she's done. Let me know that everything went all right. And, again, best of luck to Bernice. N0TR, ND7J, I'm clear, mobile listening.
TR mobile.
K8HAN, Brian, how are you?
Oh, it's pretty good to this car come racing across in front of me here at this stop sign. Oh, I was just talking to Bob. I think he might still be on there, ND7J, up in Hendersonville. A workaholic, I might add. And dropped Bernice off at the hospital to get an echo, and now I headed down to the
end of that conversation. Bob was up at 3:30 in the morning, and you're going to go buy a bunch of Chinese tools, so that sounds like a great day.
Well, I dropped $50 there yesterday, which I didn't intend to spend, down at the one down by the VA hospital, and I went over there to pick up two items and wound up with a little more than that. And now I'm going to the one up here at Greer, where I just want to get a fitting for my air bubble. You know what an air bubble is, don't you?
It makes me think of a level or something like that, but I don't know what it is.
Bob, he's more of an airhead. Now, an air bubble, what we're talking about is a thing you air up your tires with. They used to make them out of R22 propane tanks or R12. Yeah, I bought one from them and gave my good one away because I couldn't lift it anymore, and this one was smaller. And I went to use it to blow out the refrigerator condenser, and I noticed you can't change fittings on it. It just has one to fill a tire with, so I'm going to see if I can rig that different. Oh, and I got to stop by the post office and drop off a letter up here, too, Brian. How's your day?
I woke up without internet service, so I'm on my way to the office for the first time in a while. I've been staying home because they have a mask rule, and I just figured it's easier to work from home, but this will be the first time in the office in about 3 weeks.
Tip of the day from an old man, one of Tom's tips here. The mask won't kill you, but the COVID will.
That's one, Tom.
He heard me, Brian.
I got vaccinated, so I got that going on, and we were actually not doing masks for a while for everybody who was vaccinated, but then when the Delta variant started up, they started requiring them again.
Little scratchy.
Yeah, I'm out here in Asheville, and I'm getting ready to get underneath the power grid here, so I just heard you in there giving me some trouble. Brian, good morning, and I'm just going to be listening here, fellas. ND7J.
All right, good to hear from you, Bob. You have a good day.
Well, I thought that might bring me out of the brush pile, Bob. And it would be out of character for me not to give you a little flack, or vice versa. 73's Bob. Have a safe day, mainly. Oh, yeah, Brian, a mask is the least of my worries. They just don't bother me at all. Now, they put me on that recumbent bicycle yesterday for 5 minutes, and that don't agree with congestive heart failure. I just don't like those masks then, but that's the only time. But you don't have a heck of a lot of choice when you're in there at the physical therapy at the hospital, shall we say.
Yeah, and I'd say it makes sense to wear a mask there. If not for the COVID, for anything else that's flying around in the air at a hospital, people that don't go there when they're healthy.
I hate to leave Bernice there, but they won't let me go in with her. And it's probably a wise thing, but we do everything together, Brian. We've been together 53 years, and we're just not separated very much, and I like it that way. And so does she, I guess. She has to put up with me. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we've been vaccinated. I think I heard yesterday where it was up to 57%. At least there are a few people with a little bit of brain cells up there.
10D7J.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I can understand why you would want to be with Bernice all the time, but for the life of me, I just can't understand the reciprocal of that. Anyway, back at you.
Well, that's a two to start out with, Bob. Go ahead, Brian.
I do appreciate that Tom and Bernice connection. I listen to that all the time. You know, she's always there. She's always working in the kitchen while you're talking on the radio or sitting right next to you, and you can hear her talking. It is real nice to hear that, Bob. And 53 years, congratulations on that. We're about to celebrate 22 ourselves, and we're going to France for the celebration. A friend of mine happens to be getting married on the same day, so we're celebrating it with a wedding, and I'm going to be the officiant of the wedding, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Relying on you. I got to run in the post office here. I feel a little safer putting this particular letter in the inside. I'll be back out in a little bit. This is Gerald T. Arthur.
All right, I'm right here on Garlington Road about to pull into the parking lot at GE, so I won't be here when you get back. But you have a good day, Bob, and good luck to Bernice. Tell her we said hi when she gets done with her procedure there. 73's to you. N0TR, this is Kilo 8 Hotel, Alpha November. I'm out.
73, Brian, ND7J Mobile listening.